Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Who won those tickets, Stevie?
Shout out to Chaz all the way from Middletown.
Very nice.
Now, this seems like it's easy to do, man. Two members reportedly posing as members of the legendary Wu-Tang Clan scammed a number of hotels, making over $100,000 worth of goods and armed services. Just stealing, because there's so many members of the Wu-Tang Clan. Who knows who?
Exactly.
Right. There's so many of
There's
them.
So many.
It happened in Atlanta, man. At the hotel, these guys racked up bills, ordered food, room service, and everything.
Oh, man.
Rolls Royces, and it's just crazy because they thought they were in the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's a good
and
idea.
They finally got caught. It's a good idea.
That is a fantastic idea. You know, you have to think of another name. Like, there's GZA, there's RZA. You got to be creative, but...
But if you come in here saying you're somebody who's not one of the more popular Wu-Tang Clan
members... Yeah, right.
You can be like, oh, that's you. Woo! Wu-Tang forever.
What right. What do you want?
Got caught, though.
So this guy wanted a girlfriend for Valentine's Day. Jeff Gebhardt of Prairie Village, Kansas, is looking for love. He's willing to pay anyone who can help him find it. The 47-year-old hasn't had any luck in love, either online or in person, so he decided to offer a $25,000 reward to anyone who can help him find the perfect girlfriend. On Sunday, he launched a website, datejeffg.com. That explains the details of the contest and includes a survey that will narrow down the dating pool. If your candidate is picked, you not only get the cash, but Jeff will donate an additional $25,000 to a local no-kill animal shelter. Yep, Jeff is a dog person, and he must love animals to be his perfect match. I love that.
What if you nominate yourself?
Wow, I like that.
I'm the perfect girlfriend. Can I get the money?
I can match.
You get the money, and then...
Yeah, but you got to let me...
The money and love?
You got to let me match
I like that.
So I can get that 25.
Right?
We'll flip that, you know? Yo... Why one of the city girls went online asking fans to cash out per $5?
Why not?
$5. Yo, that, and people are like, they are getting on her. But yo, I've thought of that. Like, I have a lot of followers. $1 each follower, that's a good deal.
That's a decent, like...
I'm about to go on Instagram right now.
That's terrible. Like, that's awful. Like... People doing that, asking for money. I laugh at people who do that. I'm like, yeah. Unless it's a good, unless it's like a charity cause, I'm not giving you a dime.
That would be nice. That damn pole. I gave her a few dollars, Nancy.
Well, you did?
You gave the stripper? The pole?
Yeah, she said she can't do stripping anymore.
First of all, with donations,
she's too traumatized.
Change your career?
Yeah, she says she's too traumatized. Can't get back on the pole.
Yeah,
she fell far.
She said, ma'am, I'm broke.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like she almost lost her life. And yes, this weekend, it was New York Fashion Week. A lot of the celebrities were in New York. And like I said, the Kardashians stayed back in L.A. to host. Khloe Kardashian hosted her best friend Malika's baby shower.
Right.
Who just... broke the internet by letting us all know her and OT Genesis aren't even together.
That's so weird.
They haven't been together their whole pregnancy.
What happened?
They've been posting the entire time, though.
But it's like fake advertising.
Her name is right. Coco.
Yeah.
That's the only person he's in love with.
They're co-parenting.
Apparently. Yes, she says they're co-parenting. They're friends. They're still love there. But no, they have not been together. They haven't been together for 8 months. So the entire pregnancy... She's been single. They've been fooling us.
So what was it like?
Wow, that's crazy. That is insane. And that is the ish you missed.